One of the last wooden synagogue murals in the country, possibly the last of its type in the world, spent the last 20 years behind a plaster wall in a rug store come apartment building. It was painted right onto the inside of a curved roof by Lithuanian immigrant Ben Zion Black for a Burlington temple in 1910. And it's been a labor of love and a feat of engineering and fundraising to get what has become known as the Lost Shul Mural to its new home at the Ojavi Zedek Synagogue in Burlington. It was unveiled to the public last week. The three panels of the mural hang high above in an open space, stretching 24 feet long and 11 feet high. I visited Ojavi Zedek last week with the synagogue's president, Jeffrey Potash, and archivist Aaron Goldberg to learn more about the mural's history and meaning. Jeff, maybe you can describe what it actually looks like, this mural.
Looking up about 11 feet at this miraculous piece of work, the rich royal blue underscores that we are essentially contained within the Ark of the Covenant.
What's amazing about these colors is that they match the colors that are described in the Book of Numbers. Blue is a sacred color that was used at the time when the high priest entered the tent of the tabernacle and then entered the temple. You're looking at it from the perspective of the men, and all of the Orthodox synagogues, there were three in Burlington at that time. The men would have been on the first floor looking up at about this 45-degree angle, and the women would have been located in the second floor women's prayer gallery, looking straight at it from about 50 feet back. And he actually had painted an entire blue sky, which was heaven, that was filled with clouds and musical instruments, and that went over the women's gallery. And unfortunately, that does not survive, nor does the first floor, although we do have a picture of the first floor image from 1910.
So, Jeff, can you tell me a little bit more about this artist, Ben Zion Black, and what he was doing in Vermont, how he got here, and why he was painting this mural in 1910?
Well, the 1910 painting piece is rather interesting. So the Jewish community begins in Burlington in 1885. They come to Burlington initially as peddlers. They settle because Burlington is a thriving metropolis, and they clearly want a better life in the old North End. They build a synagogue in 1885, and as the classic Jewish joke dictates, within 4 years they have a second synagogue for a population we estimate to be probably about 200 or 300 people. In 1910, the community is thriving. We estimate upwards of 1,200 to 1,300 people now have come largely from Lithuania. In the presence of greater amounts of wealth and prosperity, you know, they want to embellish. The circumstances surrounding why Ben Zion Black has to do with the fact that the man, as Aaron has alluded to, he was an accomplished impresario. He was putting on Yiddish plays in addition to being a fairly effective painter in Lithuania. He actually traveled around various locations in Europe, painted a variety of pieces, and managed to make his way to Burlington in the latter part of 1909. So it just was serendipitous that he was here, you know, on the occasion when they were looking to embellish their synagogue, and that's how it came to be.
It's been noted that this mural now here at Ojavi Zedek looks like it belongs here and like it should have been here forever, but of course it was not painted here in 1910, as we've established. And Aaron, I understand you've spent the last 30 years trying to make sure that this was preserved and displayed somewhere where people can really admire and observe it and understand its historical context. So how much of an effort was it over the past 30 years to finally get it here?
Well, to begin with, I've dreamed about it for decades. The active work on it has been in really two stages. I saw the mural in high school. That building was then used as a carpet store. And I remember going to Harry Will Carpet Master on Hyde Street with my mother and buying carpet. And you could then see the second floor of the mural. Scroll forward to 1986. The building that housed the Chai Adam Synagogue is sold into private hands, and another former congregant of ours alerts us to this fact, and we approach the building owner. The woman's name was Barbara Francis, and she was very cooperative and agreed to wall up the mural with a false wall of plaster. So there were then tenants in that building from 1986 through 2012, when we start in earnest again on the mural project. And so we opened it in 2010 for a day, and Jeff and I have been, I think, working more than full-time on this project since 2012.
Jeff, is this a great work of art?
This is a survivor of an era. No, it's not great work. But what it is it's inspired work. All walks of life and circumstance are truly taken with it. It does speak. It has voice. Certainly in terms of Vermont history, when one thinks of the heyday of the immigrant arrivals, typically between the 1860s and the early part of the 20th century, in Burlington there are just waves of immigrants who pour in. Each pretty much follows the same stead, which is within a generation they assimilate into the larger whole, and within two or three generations they've forgotten their past. It's rather intriguing to us that the children, the grandchildren, of Ben Zion Black, who knew their grandfather well, never knew he painted this.
And beyond that, it's also been identified by many as really a cultural treasure for all immigrant groups. As our former Governor Cunin has expressed, it is literally a symbol of freedom over oppression and hope over despair. So when we walled it up, we didn't know that we'd ever get it out from behind the wall. And now we have literally brought it out into the light.
It doesn't seem like it would be overstating things in this case, then, to say that in some ways this mural really is priceless. Priceless to the Jewish community in Vermont, priceless to the Vermont community to look at its own history. So I say this not to put a price tag on it, but the irony is not lost on me that I think Ben Zion Black was paid, what, $200 to paint this mural?
It took him 6 months.
6 months and $200, and the restoration, which is not complete yet, has cost upwards of $500,000.
Yes.
But, Jeff, it's worth it.
Absolutely. And, I can't help but believe that he would have absolutely been hysterical about this. I mean, the number of ironic components, I mean, as Aaron described, I mean, this resided within the building that wouldn't have had anything to do with this particular congregation. They would have been separate. So, you know, to the degree that we've brought the two congregations together, after 80-some-odd years, you know, truly is a testimonial as well, to the fact that that things are always changing.
We have characterized it this way before. It is a portal. When you look at the mural, you are transported backwards in time.
It must be fun for the two of you to, as Jeff mentioned, see people walk in, especially if they're not expecting it, and look at it. But for both of you, you've seen this so many times now, and you've thought about it so many times, and you've been so deeply involved in it. Do you ever catch yourself now walking through and being surprised or finding something new or seeing it afresh? I mean, what do you think about when you look at this? Aaron?
It's very surreal still, having known what this lobby looked like without it. For us to see it here is just miraculous for me personally. And you can see that we have literally, in order to save the mural, we have taken an entire roof structure with it, because the mural itself is only about a half an inch thick, painted on wood lath.
Why it weighs something like 6,500 pounds?
Yes. And so it's encapsulated within the wooden roof frame and within steel, because we had to figure out a way to only move it once, and that meant framing it in the other building, but also figuring out how it would be fitted here. So there are steel beams that had to be installed in the ceiling in order to hang it and with suspension rods so it looks free-floating, which was always the intention. So, yes, I'm pinching myself every time I walk in. I can't believe that it's here and that that the community has risen to the challenge of saving it.
And Jeff, for you?
What intrigues me, Jane, as you mentioned, I mean, he earned $200 and an incredible amount of criticism. The man basically encased us in the Ark of the Covenant. It's a statement about On the one hand, a culture that believed in egalitarianism. It was developed at a time when, for these people, this was a new opportunity. Ahavi Zedek, lovers of justice, Chayotim, lovers of man. I mean, these people were starting anew, and they created this wondrous world. And this takes us back into that and reminds us, of how important that spirit of egalitarianism, that spirit of welcome is. So my hope is that it will continue to speak to people for generations to come.
That was Jeff Potash, president of the Ojavi Zedek Synagogue, and Aaron Goldberg, the synagogue's archivist, talking about Ben Zion Black's shul mural. We are going to be putting photos up so you can see what this amazing piece of art actually looks like. Go to vpr.net to check them out.